Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Friday and happy New Year. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California, along with Claudia Field from Southern California as well. And we are super, super excited to kick off this new year, 2021. And we have some fantastic interviews for you today. So while we start talking about some of our opening comments, go get a pen and paper so that you can write down some incredible nuggets from the people that are going to be sharing today. As we get started, I am going to talk to you a little bit about this coming Saturday, which actually is tomorrow. I can't even believe it. This is our annual kickoff from corporate, and it is from 9 a.m. to it starts at 9 a.m. Pacific to noon east to noon Pacific. I'm just going to tell you the start times. How about that? 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, and 12 noon. And it will go for approximately 3 hours. And it's going to be an incredible, incredible webinar. We're going to hear from our CEO, Albert Bosk. We're going to hear from our ever-esteemed Dr. Joshua Burka. We'll hear from our national and regional directors. There are a ton of new announcements that you're going to be hearing. We're going to hear about the planned growth strategy for the first quarter. They're rolling out some new tools and incentives for us. And then one of the things that we're super excited about is a new advisory board that is going to be made up of different managers across the country. And then, of course, we're going to have recognition of our 2020 superstars. So you can go to that at www.beamermeetings.com. Again, www.beamermeetings.com. And, you know, I know this can potentially be a little bit of a longer call today because we're going to be reading off the names of all those that have ranked advanced in this last month. Congratulations in advance. And I'm going to toss it over to Claudia Field for her opening comments. Claudia, over to you.
Thank you so much, Amanda, and happy new year to our beautiful Beamer family, our Blog Talk family. Thank you so much for joining us today in this brand new year of 2021, and I am so excited for tomorrow's kickoff event. And I wanted to talk about another event that you can add to your calendar because we are going to get this year started and get you guys rocking and rolling out there. So we're not going to be held back by what's going on in the world. We are always going to go forward and transform lives with better health and more wealth opportunities. And there's never been a better time to consider going group leader. So that's the first entry into management. After you reach senior, you enter into management through group leader. And so the lovely Deb Brawley, Casey Conrad, and myself are going to be teaching a Go Group Leader class on Saturday, January 30th. That's going to be from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. So that'll be 9 a.m. to 12 noon in the West Coast, 12 to 3 Eastern at BeamerMeetings.com. And so basically we're going to teach you the tools and skills that you need in order to build a thriving, successful team. We're going to share incredible leadership materials and tools to get you organized, charts to show you how to get in front of more prospects, how to really become the leader that you're meant to be so that you can help building a team. And it's so exciting to get into management. So you're going to want to put that on your calendar. We're very excited. We're putting everything together now. And that leads me into this quote from Brian Tracy, because part of, you know, any kind of commitment to anything in life, whether it's Beamer or things in your community or just personal growth, is this measure of belief. And I love this quote. Persistence is the measurement of your belief in yourself. So it's really key that you start, you know, finding ways to create those tools in your own life. Amanda's a master of that. She's always doing so much personal development. I know she's doing Darren Hardy's class right now. There are different things that Eric Worre is doing. We have our Beamer leadership tracks, you know, going to academy. So all those ways to build belief in yourself. So that starts with the kickoff event tomorrow, as well as the Go group leader class on the 30th. So, Amanda, if it's okay with you, I'm going to start getting into the list of names because I think Deb, I have not seen Deb hop on, so we're kind of going to just go forward here. So we're going to talk a little bit about just how you get started in Beamer and how you become a senior, because we have a ton of seniors, Amanda, to recognize. So, you know, you can get started in Beamer. You can become a distributor for $199, and you can become what's called a trainee and then be qualified by either making a customer sale as your qualifying sale or purchasing a Beamer. But let's jump to the junior, IBDJ. When you started out buying your distributorship and purchasing a Beamer, you're going to be fully qualified to earn commissions, and you're going to get to go to your two-day training academy. Now, how do we get to that senior rank? Because we talk a lot, and we're going to talk a lot about that in the group leader class. But we have different points, and so we have 1,500 points for a Beamer Go set. We have 1,350 points for the Beamer Vet set. And so when you do 5,001 sales points, which would be four sales, you're going to go from the junior level where you're earning 17% on your direct sales to the senior level, 25% on your direct sales. And then, of course, we have the affiliate program. Your first tier, you're going to earn 8%. That second tier, 3%. So let's read off the list of all of these seniors, and I apologize in advance if I botch any names. So we've got Regain the Brain. That looks like Becky Sharon. Jean Bergman. We have Heidi Romila Shannon, Melinda Monahan, Sherry Diridoff, Lara Muller, Journey to Health, who is Sherry Hahn, Brightside Wellness Collaborative LLC, which is Melissa Hurt. We have Ann Parks, Terry Pereira, Gratitude for Wellness Acupuncture with Melissa McKee, Kevin Holman, Carrie Henderson, Sherry K. Bastian, Nurtured Nest LLC with Joanna Elliott, John Irving, Brooke D. Layton, Nancy Ellis, Jennifer Milan, John Howland, Karen Leonard Maxwell, Christopher Ty Mitchell, Karen Wickman, Christopher Michael Levere, Anthony Carbajal, Christina Exina Lamos, Sean Giesbrek, BMR LLC with Daryl William Iosi. We have 9104-5492 Quebec Inc. with Patricia Langlois, Susan Decker, ATMS Enterprises, Larry John Klein, Jackie Asensio, Mandy Waddell, Victor Overholt, Sharon Branand, Christy Miller. We have Lynette Niles, Enlightened Tribe, Inc. with Nicole Skaggs. Oh, I love this next one. The Snooty Fox, Nan Buckner, M&D with Mark Harriman, Monica Andreas, Elsie Basil, Elaine Desrochers, Jennifer Deep, Davis Allied Ventures, Inc., ACW Healing Touch, LLC with Angelica Wilson, Jeanette Anna Palm, Emines Inc. with Jean Hemerick, Merwin L. Dick, we have Joanne Center, Linda Colley, and Karen Ray Tabler. So I think, Mandy, I think that deserves some applause because that is an incredible amount of brand new seniors. You guys are the heartblood of this company, and you're on the path to group leader. So speaking of group leaders, we have quite a few to announce. So how do you go group leader? Well, just on the fundamentals of the comp plan, you have to get really good at building seniors. So when you have five first-tier seniors, so those are five seniors that you personally enroll, and then you get another 15 additional IBDJs, juniors, or IBDSs, seniors in your first two tiers, that's a total of 20, you will become a group leader. You will start earning extra commissions now of 1.5% added onto your 25%. So you'll get 26.5% direct, and then first tier 9.5%, your second tier 4.5%, and now you unlock that third tier and beyond at 1.5% to infinity. You can also start qualifying for management bonuses. So you can refer to the comp plan in your back office or get with your managers to learn more. But let's talk about our brand new group leaders, Amanda. So we have Rita Dickinson. We have Aboriginal Technologies, LLC, and that looks like Charles Warner. We have Clear Sky Medical PC, which is Katya Meyer, MD, Robert Dice. We have Dr. Kristen Reynolds, Mose Beachy, Linda Cheney, and Ingrid Mathieson. So congratulations. That's a huge new group of group leaders, and hopefully we can get them on a future show. So speaking of group leaders, I'm going to toss it over to Amanda to introduce our special guest who blew it out of the water for the recent Holiday Go promotion incentives. I know that I want to come back in my next life as this person, Amanda. I'm sure you do too. So I'll toss it over to you to reveal our special guest.
You know, it gives me great pleasure to once again introduce Garth Orbino. Garth was the in the top four sales of this holiday incentive out of the entire company. He had 18 sales from September through December. That is an absolutely incredible accomplishment. And the other thing that I want to tell you about Garth, I'm kind of recap. We interviewed him a couple of months ago as he rank advanced to group leader this year. And one of the things that I found absolutely inspiring about the interview that we had with Garth was he had literally just left his corporate job in order to go full-time with Beamer prior to the pause that we had with the FDA in early February as we were transitioning from FDA Class 1 to FDA Class 2. So rather than say, uh-oh, I guess I got to go back and get a corporate job again, Garth did the smart and daring and courageous thing that I believe. He completely pivoted and became very, very educated on our horse unit. And so he started focusing exclusively on how to promote our horse unit. And so he talked a lot about that in the interview a couple of months ago. You can go back, you know, into Blog Talk Radio and some of the, pre-recorded calls that we had to listen to him. But, you know, it was really incredible what he did. He's very fearless, and I'm super excited to have him on and share some of the tips that he used to have those incredible 18 sales in such a short period of time. So, Garth, are you on the line? Can we hear you?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Garth. Yes, welcome to the call and congratulations. Share, a couple of things that you think were very important that helped you move those 18 units.
You know, I want to congratulate all the new rank advancements that we just listened to. How awesome is that? My biggest thing is just keeping it basic. And along with keeping in touch with my personal mentor, Pat Tom, as much as possible, my next piece is listening to every single Blog Talk and every word that Casey Conrad says. Don't take it for granted because, you know, we are so blessed to have these tools with the access that we have on them. But my my biggest things is, you know, for my success for these past since September is keeping in touch with people and having conversations that don't necessarily revolve around Beamer and let them ask you. I think that that has been really something that I really focused on because we are dealing with some, you know, challenging times. And, you know, I just don't want to make these calls to people and talk about what I'm doing. I want to hear about what's going on with their lives. And I think that that's really been a huge thing for my success because it allows me not to have any pressure put on myself and allows it to be organic. And I've really worked on my testimonial, you know, with the great tools that we have. That's the most important thing, because stories sell. And all we have to do is get that door open. So that's been a crucial part for my success.
You know, that's awesome, Garth. I think you said several things that are very important, but one that I really want to emphasize is you mentioned that you stayed in touch with people and you wanted them to, you know, ask you about Beamer and for it to not feel pressure, right? At what
right.
point did you make the decision to say, hey, you know, I want to let you know we've got this special pricing that's going to be ending. You know, did you have the opportunity to insert that piece of data into there, and how did that play into your conversation?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm a high-energy individual, and I like people to, you know, take note of that. And I'm just excited to be so blessed and humbled the way I am. And, you know, I let that you know, kind of be the introduction, you know, whether it's a step or two ahead in our conversation. I know it's eventually going to come out. And, you know, my biggest, you know, thing has been, you know, once that, you know, topic of Beamer has been breached, you know, I am just overwhelmed with excitement. And I said, listen, we have a pretty kick butt promotion going on. And I'm like, I would be a fool not to tell you that, you know, this promotional price is going to go away. And, you know, it shouldn't be this low of a cost to begin with. And as you know, that we should never be talking about Beamer as a $39.90 price point. So I draw value from what it is, from our Class 2 upgrade from the FDA, and this promotion being the right price for the right reasons. And that generated enough excitement where quite a few of these conversations led to a purchase. And, you know, that's really, really important for me to, you know, to get across here. You know, it warrants your attention. And, you know, who the heck is going to want to pass up an opportunity to save money? And, you know, that's been a real, really nice thing to launch into because, you know, we are just, you know, we're just sharing the product, and doing it in an organic way makes our job easier. And when we don't have a product to sell, when we can share and let the product sell itself, that's the best way. But yeah, that's been a good thing for me to do is just go off the excitement and why I'm so happy and humbled to be in a position to share.
You know, that's incredible, Garth. I know that with the path that you're on, you're going to be team manager in no time. So I want to, again, congratulate you and thank you for being on our call and sharing your energy and your passion and your nugget, because I think too many people, you know, keep the focus on themselves and how they're going to sell. And, you know,
sure.
You let the
sure.
attention be on the person that you're talking with and let your energy just shine through. And I think that's so, so important. And I applaud you for that. So with that, I'm going to toss it back over to Claudia to talk about the next rank advancement. Claudia, over to you.
Thank you, Amanda. And thank you so much, Garth. Garth did incredible training on one of our manager fast track calls, and it was sent out in the Monday Motivation a few weeks ago. If you haven't listened to that, or actually all of the trainers who trained, but I mean, so much wisdom, and this is, you know, continuing education for all of us to just continue to learn together. And Garth, We all need Garth in our lives. So thank you so much. So I'm going to talk now. We have two new rank advancements, one at team manager, one at organizational manager, and then I'm going to get into bringing on our brand new team managers. So brand new team managers, we have Dwight and Suzette Dunkley. So very excited, and I'm excited to hear Dwight's story. And then how do you get to team manager? So when you're a group leader, you know, you have your five first-tier senior distributors. To become a team manager, you have to have eight of them on your first tier. You have to have a group leader in the first or second tier. And then from there, we also have a rank advancement at organizational manager. So there you need to have one team manager in one of your legs. And so when you do, you become an organizational manager like Pamela Val. So congratulations to Pamela Val. And just give me a second, Amanda. I've got to kind of scroll down. Okay, I see Dwight here. So it's my pleasure now to bring on the line. And I'm sorry Deb Brawley is not here to interview them. But Dwight Dunkley is on. Dwight, I just want to make sure I can hear you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Dwight, thank you so much for coming on, and my apologies that I don't have a proper intro for you, but I know Deb was supposed to be interviewing you, so I want to just have you basically start by just sharing your Beamer story with everyone, how you got involved, a little bit of your background, and what drew you to work with a technology like Beamer.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year to everyone. It's been quite the journey because, it started in May of 2017 when we were first introduced to the device because my father's health was failing, and I know we're not going to share third-party testimonies, but where my story picks up is I actually became confused because I'd never heard of PEMF, never heard of Beamer prior to that point in time. And as my father's health began to improve, being a former police officer and former private investigator, it prompted me to do some investigating into why in the heck does this thing help the human body, you know? And so that's what I started. I started to do, I used my prowess as an investigator to do some digging into the human body, and boy, was it revealing that we were designed for this energy that the Beamer mat was mimicking, so, you know, which should naturally come from the earth. So once I began to understand all those things and put it together, that's when the light bulb just kind of went off, the passion that went off, because you know, I was working for a failing private investigation firm at the time, and when Beamer came along, it just became the perfect opportunity for me to transition into something else after seeing how it was helping my father's health improve. So I just basically quit my job cold turkey and just dove headfirst into Beamer, and that was in my first full month was July of 2017, And what I can say is my personal experience, which is from playing tennis for many years, for about a year and a half, I was battling some discomfort in my right wrist and my right shoulder from tennis. And within a week and a half of being on the device, that discomfort had just gone away. It had subsided completely, and to this day it hasn't come back. So between what we saw with my father and then now my own personal experience, my first month in Beamer, I put at least 21 people. I had 21 people on my Beamer who were exposed to it at least five times each. So I had more than 21 that first month, but I only counted the ones who hit that number five mark, because the way to expose and express how the Beamer helped people, can help people, is simply by just putting people on the Beamer, you know. So today we call it bodies on the Beamer, you know, because that's how it sells itself. And in light of the climate of the world right now, I know that has kind of hindered some folks on putting bodies on the Beamer, but that is one of the truest, most purest ways to expose your Beamer to the masses. And so people should find a way to definitely get back to putting bodies on the Beamer. So that's where kind of everything started, and then it I've never had something, and I've been of different things in my professional life, from being briefly a stockbroker to being in the banking industry, and as I said, being a former police officer and private investigator, and nothing had given me more purpose and meaning in life than seeing the restorations that were occurring in the people. You know, you're truly touching lives with this device, and I can safely say now, 3.5 years later, that I've seen well over 500 lives improve because of this device. So talk about purpose and meaning and touching lives.
Dwight, I want to jump in because you just said so many incredible things. Thank you so much. I mean, that's a very diverse background. And, you know, I love how literally you just said this showed up. You were willing to, you know, leave what you were doing and really dive in. And it is true. When people ask, what is the secret to building a Beamer business? It is putting people on the Beamer. And even with what's going on in the world, we have to find, you know, creative ways to still continue to do that, because I think right now most people recognize self-care is the new healthcare and they need to find ways to take care of themselves. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you're obviously, you have a strong why, because for you, you want to change lives, which congratulations on over 500 lives changed. So I want to talk, you know, I don't know if you'd ever done a kind of direct sales business before. Could you share some nuggets about how you created seniors in your team to start building into management? What were some of the business building activities that you did to create success for yourself and for others?
Oh, sure. First, let me just backtrack a little bit. Yeah, I've dealt with direct selling and network marketing in the past, but never to any extent where I was, like, the largest team I had built prior to Beamer was 13. So I, without much success in the multi-living or network marketing industry, I dove into this just to help people, because I love the business model that Beamer presented, which is, you know, we're not really a multi-level marketing company, but we have some elements of that, and that was enough for me to say, all right, well, you know, I don't have to worry about that. I just have to help people. And then my mentors, which are Mike McMillan and Tricia and Terry Dixon and Pam Val, who just became an organizational director from us becoming a team manager, they were instrumental in helping in the early stages. I mean, I took them places that they probably never thought that they would ever end up, because we just wanted to touch lives and help people with this device. And so one of the things that we taught in helping people to move from junior to the senior rank is to let them understand that we are evaluation specialists. We're not, for the most part, what that means is that your role is to help someone else evaluate the Beamer. But your role is not to help them, you know, heal or cure during that time frame that they're experiencing your Beamer. Because we've had folks that they just wanted everything to be corrected before making that investment on their health and purchasing a Beamer. So then a lot of our reps got caught in that trap of, well, I have to beam this person until they're convinced. So we taught them to be evaluation specialists by understanding that they're only evaluating if this device can help them, and they're looking for clues along their evaluation process, clues that this can help them. Like, you know, if they're looking for issues A, B, and C to be corrected during their evaluation, we have to be great at pointing out that, okay, well, maybe A, B, and C during your short period of time is not being addressed, because those are going to be longer-term issues that your body will need to restore. But focus on issues D, E, and F that are actually being restored, and you're not paying attention to those things. So So those are ways that we started to tweak people's mindsets and approach, and even people evaluating the device, that they need to just look at everything, the smallest things, your sleep pattern, your energy, things that we normally ignore, and then eventually the larger things will actually come forth, because that's how the body was designed. The body was designed to have a better environment for healing and repair when it has more oxygen and nutrient delivery to your tissues. So that was one of the biggest things that we decided to tweak, and then it took the pressure off of people to try to heal someone before convincing them that the Beamer was right for them. So that way they now had that belief in them that, wow, I can share this with just about everyone, and someone might only be in my Beamer life for 2 weeks, you know, for 10 sessions. And during those 2 weeks, you're just pointing out clues that this device can help them and their family.
I think that's a great thing. I mean, I have to just say one thing. We're not going to use that H word, because the Beamer is not, you know, healing the body. You know, it's just giving the body what it needs to support the self-regulatory processes. But I think you made a great point, Dwight, because I think too many times, you know, even reps will set these expectations that the person is supposed to have an experience, you know, in 1 to 5 sessions. And that isn't always the case, because people have, you know, chronic challenges and health concerns that have developed over, you know, 20, 30 years, and they're not going to get unwound overnight. There is no magic pill or bullet that could do that for anybody, you know, whether in the natural world or in the more westernized world. So I think that's a very good tool, because it's true that, you know, brand new reps can get disappointed when they maybe put somebody on it 5 days in a row and the person isn't ready to maybe move forward. But it is the key of just getting, you know, the practice in doing it, but teaching people also, like you said, how to get people that you're putting on the Beamer to tune into those key markers, the sleep, the energy, the stress, you know, little discomforts that maybe they didn't even know that, you know, they said, wow, I just noticed this. So when you're, you know, working with your team, I'm actually going to maybe take you into this year, Dwight. I don't know what state you're in, but I think, you know, for a lot of people right now, you know, for you to reach team manager, you know, coming out of a year like 2020, what do you think are some ways, creative ways, for people to be able to continue to develop seniors, work with their team, and most importantly, transform lives? What is your vision for that going forward?
Well, with the current climate of the world, I mean, we one of the changes that we were forced to make really was move to the online platform with when we began, which was back in April. This is during the FDA pause as well. When we started doing online, let me just first also say that I knew that this device was too good for it not to be here in this country. So even with the transition from class 1 to class 2 and that pause that we had, the first thing that we were teaching folks is, we have the best device on planet Earth that does what it does, and nothing else on Earth is like the Beamer. So be loud and proud at still sharing your Beamer with folks, and eventually we'll get past this whole madness. So I never lost faith. And in order for your team to kind of feed off of your energy, you, even during the pause and even during these current times and moving into 2021, you have to be visible, you have to be available, and you have to be approachable, and also be the example. So and when they see that, they feed off of your energy, your passion, and your approach. And then having a passion to help people, because this is what it all comes down to, is just helping people. You know, I always say, you are the goose that's laying the golden egg when you have a Beamer in your life. So you can look someone in the eyes and tell them that, you have no idea how much I can help improve your life right now, but you just don't know it yet. So, you know, you have to have that swagger, and we kind of try to teach people that swagger, that, you know, you're the goose that's laying the golden egg, and everyone needs what you have. So once people understand that, again, it's a mental shift, then just building their confidence is the biggest thing during these times, and then plugging into our online platforms. Whatever people have going on, create an online platform and an online presence for your team to plug into, in addition to the Beamer things as well, because a lot of times the national stage, your voice and your team might get swallowed up a little bit, so you still want to, for your team, create an online presence so that way they're hearing your voice and things of that nature. So those are the key little things that that we taught.
Dwight, those are great, wonderful nuggets, and I love that. I love the word swagger, so I'm going to be looking forward to when we do gather in person, seeing your swagger as you go across the stage. So just in closing, you know, we just came into a brand new year. Obviously, you know, the future looks very, very bright for Beamer. We have this amazing kickoff event tomorrow. What goals do you have for you this year? How would you like to see 2021 unfold for you?
Well, to have more group leaders come up within our ranks, within our team. So that's one of the goals that we have. We actually have another group leader getting ready to break off out of the New York City area. We're in Orlando, Florida, by the way. And also we have our recent group leader that's already looking to become a team manager. He already has his group leader on his first tier. So he's just three seniors away from TM, which would put us at organizational manager. So that's also a goal for us to move up to OM from TM probably by this summer of 2021.
Amazing, Dwight. Well, I just want to say congratulations to you and your team, and we're looking forward to learning more about you. We'll have you back on when you're in OM, which could even be faster than summer. It sounds like you guys are, you know, cooking with gas out there. So thank you so much, Dwight, and you have a great day, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Take care.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So I'm going to toss it back to Amanda in just a second. So, guys, you are going to want to listen back to this call, blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, because I took so many notes between Garth and Dwight, so many golden nuggets, and this is, you know, inspiring in how you continue to learn from different people's stories and people's experiences, and then you take what you want and apply it to you. So I want to wish everybody, you know, a very wonderful Happy New Year, a great start to the year. Our future is bright. Make sure you plug in tomorrow. We'll see you on the Go Group Leader class on the 30th. And Amanda, I'll give it to you to take us on home.
All righty then. Oh, my goodness, Dwight, congratulations. Thank you. I took a whole page of notes on everything that you said. And one of the things that I loved, and I'm going to remember this, is Bodies on Beamer. You know, you hear the adage with regard to the different events that we have, you know, butts in seats, but Bodies on Beamer is my new one. I love, love, love that. And the other thing that I love that he said that I'm going to start adding to my repertoire, if you will, is becoming an evaluation specialist. I love that. So I agree with Claudia wholeheartedly. Go back and listen, you know, the replay of this to hear both Garth and Dwight sharing their nuggets. And then I want to leave you with this was written by Margaret Moss, and it's my wish for the new year, that you have someone to love, have meaningful work to do, and have things greater than yourself to believe in, that you have a reason to smile every day and a shoulder to cry on when you need it, that you keep your integrity even when the choices are hard, that you love deeply, give freely, forgive willingly, laugh easily, and live well enough to be grateful for every day. Happy New Year, everybody, and cannot wait to see what's in store for us tomorrow with the kickoff. And with that, I'll say goodbye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission, to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.